back to the second and final hour here, Liberation Station Radio Show, this March 26, 2023. Chris Steiner with you. The site is theliberationstation.com. That's theliberationstation.com, where you can find the chat room on the listen/archives page, as well as three of the RBN players up at the top, so you can stay there on the chat room and listen at the same time. Here with you every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. to noon Central. RepublicBroadcasting.org and streaming live on Facebook. Sourced at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, which is rolling even before the bumper music starts. And then later on during the show, when I get the time, I get to share it over to the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, which I did soon after the show started during the first playing of the first clip. So you can also find it at facebook.com/RepublicBroadcasting. Always going to be posted there, certainly by midway of the show. And if it's not, then it means that there's been a problem with the Facebook live stream, and I'll have to post it maybe a couple hours later. It'll appear after I can post the video from the Skype meeting and not have to worry about Facebook's troubles. I'm going to have to start on a new streaming service. I was looking at Rumble recently and the streaming software that I need to interface with that. So I'm working on that, folks. Want to get away from Facebook, and the light is at the end of the tunnel in that regard. We'll resume now this last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree. This is Jeffrey Jackson, his weekly appearance at March 23rd, 2023. Their website is thehighwire.com, and they're live every Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sam, when you're ready, please resume that clip.
Listen to what happens next.
Okay. Jetzt haben Sie gerade diesen Haftungsausschluss selbst angesprochen. Der führt ja dazu, dass die Pharmafirmen in all diesen Gerichtsverfahren sich quasi zurücklehnen können, weil nämlich der Staat das Risiko übernommen hat.
Because the state has assumed the risk. And I'm just going to thank Sam for stopping that there. This is from the same interview with Karl Lauterbach, the German health minister. So the news, I'm just going to read the translations. And same situation as last time. Sam, give me just a moment to find the correct time index to restart this. At 59:20, we'll resume at 59:20 and after I read this, which will just take about a minute, the translation from German here. And then, so the newscaster starts out saying to Karl Lauterbach, the German health minister, now you have just mentioned this exclusion of liability. This means the pharmaceutical companies can rest easy in all these lawsuits because the state has assumed the risk. That means the federal government is liable for any claims or for damages that may arise. Are you comfortable with that? And Karl Lauterbach replies, it depends what you mean by comfortable. Firstly, I wasn't party to the agreements at the time, but they've become my responsibility by virtue of my office. And I think that's due to the situation at the time. Back then, they wanted to use the vaccines as soon as possible. And so the state assumed liability. Perhaps that was the right thing to do because it's better for the state to bear liability than to face protracted settlement negotiations or lawsuits with the manufacturers. Okay, and now Sam will just resume that. If you have that ready at 59:20 maybe, if you don't have it ready, then let me know. Okay, go right ahead. Please roll that.
Wow. I mean, and what's amazing is like, look, I didn't make that deal, so you can't put that on me. Obviously, my office is now stuck dealing with these injuries coming in. I'm the one to blame. I'm trying to figure out what to do. I mean, this is, again, a primetime, you know, news station, legit. This would be like Tony Fauci sitting on CNN or in front of NPR right now saying, yes, there is this small group of people that are definitely being injured. We don't really have the pipeline to take care of those injuries. The liability protection is getting in the way. We're supposed to be paying as government. I mean, to me, this really, and we've said it every week, we feel like we're delivering, this is going to be the catastrophic blow. You cannot have a first world nation and their health minister stepping forward and admitting to vaccine injury. If this guy's job, if he's still in this job within 7 days, I'll be blown away. I am sure Tony Fauci, the WHO, everybody is saying, what the heck just happened here?
And what's interesting is he's talking about that liability, that total immunity from liability these pharma companies enjoy. And he said, well, you know, at the time, it was just a thing. I wasn't party to that agreement. But, you know, at the time, he's trying to smooth it over. At the time, we had to get these vaccines out. You know, this is just something we had to do. No, this is not something you had to do. Right. Every country signs on. Israel, the United States created this thing. Germany, Austria, Thailand, it goes on and on. They all signed this deal. This is the deal with the devil that you sign when you inject your people. They don't get touched with lawsuits. And so for him to say, well, this is a one-time thing, no, this is standard operating procedure from pharma. And so let's talk about these side effects. So
let's talk about the number, because I want to hit on this 1 in 10,000, because I don't know where people are at. But, I mean, you know, there's high schools with that have 10,000 kids in it. So one of them's going to, you know, be severely injured. But when we think about that, 1 in 10,000 is certainly a far cry from the 1 in a million we keep hearing here in the United States of America is the vaccine injury, or 1 in 800,000 or whatever they're trying to say. But let's just take him for his word. 1 in 10,000. Where are we at? Like something like 290 million Americans are supposedly got this COVID vaccine?
Something around there, yeah.
All right, so you're talking about, like, what is that, 29,000 people? If we're going 1 in 10,000 people have been severely injured in the United States of America, is there a product in America that has ever been allowed to stay on the market after severely injuring 29,000 people? And let's forget about the deaths. They don't even make it onto this list. You have to assume if you're being severely injured, what group of people are being killed? I mean, it's an outrageous number.
Exactly. And he sits up there. One of the things that he shot himself in the foot, as did most other health officials and government officials and public health officials, was he took to Twitter in 2021, along with other interviews, but this is in writing in black and white, before the federal elections in Germany. And they're talking about how these federal elections were kind of rolling in climate change agenda stuff to talk about. And he says this is correct. And it is also about why a minority of society does not want a vaccination without side effects, even though it is free and can save their lives and that of many others. That's why I'm pessimistic about voluntary sacrifices for climate protection. So he's going on record there, and again, many other times saying—
They won't even take a perfectly safe vaccine that could protect their lives. Why would they ever give up civil rights and be tracked for carbon credit scores is basically what he's saying, right?
Exactly.
I don't see they signed on to this.
Exactly. So now he's changed his tune, 1 in 10,000. But right after that, that was 2021. In February of 2022, we reported to you that an insurance company, BKK, one of the largest insurance companies in Germany, came out. Some of their board of directors wrote a letter, a public letter, and said, look, we did an internal audit of our people that we insure for the ICD codes. That's the codes you get on your medical record for billing when you go in for, you know, any ailment they have ICD codes for, including vaccine adverse events. So this was the headline out of Welt. This is the German newspaper. Again, mainstream paper. More vaccine side effects than previously known. So we went from no side effects to more side effects than known. Now we go to this letter here. And again, this was removed. The letter was removed offline completely. It's been removed from Twitter. We had to go into the internet archives to grab this thing. And they looked at over 10,900,000 plus people that they insured. And it says this: 216,695 treated cases of vaccination side effects after corona vaccination from this sample runout. If these figures are applied to the year as a whole and to the German population extrapolated to the whole population extrapolated to Germany, there are probably 2.5 to 3 million people in Germany that have been under medical treatment because of vaccination side effects after corona vaccination.
Right.
It goes on to say, in terms of the number of vaccinated people in Germany, this means that around 4 to 5% of vaccinated people were in medical treatment because of vaccination side effects. Now, this was just for about three quarters of the year of 2021. So they're saying, if we extrapolate that out, the entire population, we're looking at 4 to 5%.
By the way, 4 to 5% is 4 or 5 out of 100, not 1 out of 10,000. And you have to imagine that, you know, now that he, as you said, the cardinal sin, now that he's said it in Germany, how many people people in Germany are watching the news saying, wait a minute, my doctor told me that the injuries that I thought were happening because of the vaccine weren't because of the vaccine. And now the health minister, the Tony Fauci of Germany, just told me these vaccine injuries are real. I want to talk to somebody. So what happens that 1 in 10,000 this week after that just aired in Germany? Now all those people can start coming forward saying, I'm not listening to my doctor. You're wrong. I'm going to listen to the health minister that's in charge of this debacle.
Exactly. And so one of the reasons we're bringing that up, not because he's German, but also because we have a great way to cross-reference this now. We have numbers we can work with. We have 1 in 10,000. We have this BKK insurance company saying 4 to 5%. Now we have, again, the CDC created VSafe. We've talked about this on the show before. This is a smartphone-based program to collect health assessments after the COVID vaccination. People sign up for it as an app. Approximately 10 million people signed up for this. Very close to the number that was looked at by BKK Health Insurance. They looked at 10.9 million. So they submitted reports. Thanks to ICANN's legal team, as we reported, they sued the CDC twice. Then that led to a court order, and they required the CDC to release over 144 million health entries that we put into, we created an exclusive interactive dashboard people can search on icandecide.org. Now, if you go to this dashboard, you can see at the top right, 10,108,273 total individual users. And that is how many people have had that data. Then you go down to medical care type. So we can see how many people sought medical care. 751,947 people sought medical care. And you can see there telehealth, urgent care, emergency room, hospitalization, everything that would create an ICD code, by the way, for this care if it was correct, like the German insurance company. So you take that number, you know, about 10,150,000 plus 51,000 needed care. You're looking at about 7.4% of people in this VSafe registry in the United States needed health care and needed care after this vaccination. So now we have numbers to play with. We're triangulating on these numbers. You have Germans. The lowest end is 4%. Highest end here in the U.S. is 7.4%. And so we're really starting to get down to this. But now, Dell, here's the kicker. And
by the way, what is so interesting about this, we all have got to say, let's be honest with ourselves right here. Germany is not a whole lot different than America. You have the same level of affluence in many ways. It's a first world nation. All the modern conveniences, similar DNA, you know, exactly the same vaccines. Can we believe in any way that what these numbers are coming in from Germany are any different? And then when we can now cross-reference it with the VSafe data and say we're right in the same ballpark, we're talking 5-6%, you know, vaccine injury, hospitalization from this vaccine, the cat's out of the bag. There's not a whole lot. I mean, now we know every time we're being gaslit by anyone in mainstream media here in America, they're lying to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, the idea of safety has been killed. The idea of efficacy has been killed. The only thing that the commentators and the people pushing these vaccines now are resting on is, well, it can keep you out of the hospital. It can keep you from a severe hospitalization. Let's finish this triangulation. We have German data, U.S. data from ICANN, VSafe. Yeah. Now let's bring in the U.K. So we go to the U.K.'s numbers from this year, January 2023. This is U.K.'s own data presented to their Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, the JCVI. That's like ACIP here for the CDC. And they looked at these numbers, and this was the presentation. They're showing the number of people needed to vaccinate. How many people do you need to give a vaccine to prevent one hospitalization? If you look here from the 16 on the far left side, 16 to 19-year-olds, that orange color is the boosters. That's what we're into, the boosters, and the gray one is the autumn 2022 booster. 76,000 people you need to give this shot to prevent one hospitalization. Wow. So let's talk about 1 in 10,000 again, like Carl Lauterbach said.
Right.
You're harming 7.6 16 to 19-year-olds. They're going to have severe adverse events. They're going to be harmed to prevent one hospitalization. And we know that people going into the hospital were getting tested, you know, and didn't have any type of severe COVID or broke a leg.
There it is. I mean, like, you don't really even need to take this further. It's 7 times the rate of injury right there. If it takes 70,000 to, you know, affect one, and in that 70,000, 7 will be injured by this vaccine, that's 7 times the amount of injury from the vaccine than from the virus itself hospitalizing you. I mean, it's anything beyond this is criminal. To move forward one more day with this vaccine, you should be put in prison.
And I have one more data point beyond this that is going to blow your mind, Del. So now we talk about severe hospitalization. Well, that sounds pretty scary. You want to keep people out of the hospitals in the severe case, right? Well, let's look at what this UK data showed. This is the number needed to vaccinate, number of people needed to get this shot to prevent one severe hospitalization. Let's look at the 20 to 29-year-old category, 418,100 people. So again, that 1 in 10,000, almost 42 people in that age group are going to be harmed to prevent one severe hospitalization. Dell, this is the most devastating pharmaceutical product, creating the most harm to the greatest number of people in modern history.
Remember, in many ways, these are lifelong autoimmune conditions that when we look at, you know, all of the people that have come on our show, Breed, you know, Dressin, and, you know, all of these others, Matty DeGarry, they are suffering lifelong. They're not in the hospital and out and this is all over. Their lives are changed forever. The two individuals in this German news documentary, their lives appear to be, you know, changed forever. This isn't temporary. This isn't, I had a really bad bout of COVID, but now I'm back to work. So you can't really even compare them. It's really, really astonishing. And we've said it. We said it from the very beginning. When you rush science and you push a product that we watched killing animals in animal trials prior to putting this in a warp speed factory for all of humanity, rushing it out, forcing many to get it in order to get jobs, it's coming apart at the seams, and it is clear. And again, how many people have to be injured? How bad do your numbers have to get to finally back off and say, okay, we messed up here? I mean, we're still getting calls into the high wire that there are people that can't get an organ transplant because they won't get this terrible vaccine that's only putting them at risk now, doesn't stop transmission, has zero value, it's only dangerous. I'm telling you, this is a dark, dark time in the history of medicine. Every doctor out there that is a part of this, you will have no excuses. You'll have to answer, you know, our maker when that moment comes. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. And forget about long COVID at this point. That's what most people rest their case on in the medical community is, well, you know, get the shot because long COVID is terrible and we don't know how to treat this. That is a drop in the bucket to what we're seeing at these numbers. This is the story for everyone out there. Follow this story. It's only going to get bigger. And it'll be interesting to see what happens at ground zero in Germany here, like you said.
I agree. Jeffrey, amazing reporting. Thanks for finding that out of Germany. I mean, again, we're starting to cross-reference around the world, and, you know, the reality is now upon us. It is now, there can be no questions what's really going on here. Jeffrey, amazing. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, you know, what's amazing about this story is it's happening in real time right before our eyes.
And that was the entire appearance of Jeffrey Jackson on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Vitri. Not a lot of commentary to make going back to when he started out referring to the central bank digital currency and referencing that there's a move here in Florida that DeSantis is most vocal about to disallow that. But I hope that he'll start a state bank. I hope every state will start one like that of North Dakota, which is the only one in the union and the only one without debt. So I encourage folks to do that, or I encourage folks to contact, if you're going to do anything for monetary reform, contact your legislators, governors, state legislators to pass a state bank, and check out the work of Ellen Hodgson Brown. We'll be right back here and pick it up where we left off on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Stay tuned.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. That was Rush with One Little Victory. And every little victory counts. Take all the success we can get. I encourage you to improve your standard of living by diversifying your equitable commerce media in which you do business, like community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, swap shops, and I'll throw in there, even though it's not currency, time is currency, though there's also a lot of products and services you can buy, sell, trade, learn about by participating in a community garden. And you can buy, sell, trade, plant seeds, cuttings, knowledge, and get acquainted with folks of all sorts of political persuasions, all sorts of spiritual persuasions, and build common cause. Learn to persuade each other and see from other perspectives and find solutions that work for everyone. You know, the saying, I know from Star Trek, Spock is famous for saying, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, but when you learn about not just monetary innovation, but technological innovation, which should bring up our standard of living, but it's not due to the basic technology of currency and credit being so rigged. Though when we learn about innovation, we find that the needs of the many are identical to the needs of the few. They complement the needs of the few. They're the same. You don't have to sacrifice one for the other. And that's the false argument that so often is made. Before the break, I was mentioning the State Bank of North Dakota that Ellen Hodgson Brown promotes and her book, Web of Debt. She's also does a show on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Last time I checked, called It's Our Money, talking about all sorts of local initiatives like, I know, Los Angeles. She's been active there. Very interesting what she's been doing over the years. When it comes to the uniform commercial code being amended, or they're attempting to amend it, that the bill that Kristi Noem had vetoed, that was allowing digital currency to be considered currency. And I'm trying to see what that bill was. I just had it close the window, but sorry, folks. The point is that, in the Uniform Commercial Code, we are all allowed to act as banks. Though this bill, they don't allow, as you heard, they don't allow private cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, but they're starting their own with the Federal Reserve, FedNow, as they're calling it, and so I've questions: are we still going to be able to act as a bank? The Uniform Commercial Code allows us to, and by the way, that that House Bill 1193 is to what I'm referring, that Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, vetoed. But, to set up a new category of electronic money, as well as rules around, quote-unquote, controllable electronic records. And if you check out my lawful currency blog over at theliberationstation.com, you'll see a story of where I acted as my own bank by going into pay the clerk of the court for traffic tickets that I agreed to pay. But since the clerk of the court did not accept my lawful money, which was silver eagles, which were defined as lawful money under the now repealed federal law, Title 12 of the U.S. Code, Section 152, that said, quote, the terms, quote, lawful money, end quote, and, quote, lawful money of the United States, end quote, shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin of the United States. And now I know that there is still the Coinage Act of 1792, which also covers lawful money or being gold and silver coin. But I use that law as well as the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC 3-604, which is encoded in Florida Statute 673.6041, that reads that discharge, cancellation, or renunciation, a person entitled to enforce an instrument with or without consideration may discharge the obligation of a party to pay the instrument, one, by an intentional voluntary act such as surrender of the instrument to the party, destruction, mutilation, or cancellation of the instrument, cancellation or striking out of the party's signature, or the addition of words to the instrument indicating discharge, or by agreeing not to sue or otherwise renouncing rights against the party by a signed writing. The clerk of the court refused my promissory note and refused lawful money, so twice they discharged my obligation. I'll be right back and explain how when we return.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone. Yet everyone's on their own.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and I see the calls are stacking up. Mike, Kentucky, Tom in Utah, Marcus in Idaho just joined the line. So please hold as long as you, in just a few more minutes. I want to finish up this commentary and play a short 5.5-minute clip of Fauci, and then to keep the continuity on commenting on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree, and then some, and then which you hear Fauci's responding in his recent developments to CDC Director Robert Redfield and his tap dancing shows it's he's covering up even more. It's quite obvious from all the facts and his own statements. So we'll get to that clip of Fauci versus Fauci after a couple minutes here, maybe 3 minutes of more commentary. I was saying before the break that I had gone into the clerk of the court to pay my traffic tickets that I had agreed to pay. First of all, before I went in, I went to the clerk of the court and I hand-delivered a promissory note on a Friday evening, afternoon, just before closing time. And I received it in the mail the following day on a Saturday. I was shocked. How does the Postal Service work that fast? I don't know how they did that. That's an interesting trick, but they sent it back to me, thankfully, because they discharged my obligation in surrendering the instrument, according to the Uniform Commercial Code I just read that over at the Activism blog on my website at theliberationstation.com. So go to the blogs page and click on Activism blog, and you'll find this case and the case number back in 1993 and these laws that I'm, so I don't have to continue repeating them, but just these two laws in the federal law, the Uniform Commercial Code, which is encoded also in the Florida state statutes, as is Uniform Commercial Code encoded in most state statutes with variations, and the lawful money statute that was in existence at the time, Title 12, U.S. Code, Section 152, though the Coinage Act of 1792 still does define lawful money as gold and silver coin from the United States and their specific measurements. So I went in and I made the argument with the judge that my promissory note was surrendered, so the obligation was discharged. He did not agree with me, so I went to the clerk of the court's office, offered them silver eagles. First off, I should back up. The clerk of the court, in their notice as to why they wouldn't accept it, said they would just accept check, cash, or money order. So when I went in to offer them silver eagles, which are lawful money, or at the time defined specifically in Title 12, U.S. Code 152, they said they had to be rolled. So I went in the court and made that argument. Fortunately, they showed up. Clerk of the court, city clerk, county clerk, city attorney, county attorney, they all said that they all admitted that they should have accepted it, and they will in the future. The judge added that they should have a memo to make sure all their offices accept lawful money, but that memo that they at that hearing claimed was to be issued didn't make the rounds, because later on my brother went and offered lawful money, which is the definition of tender, physical presentation or offering. Then that was not accepted as well, but he didn't choose to go through and argue the case. Being a confidential informant, he's that brother I mentioned who's a psychopath, and I haven't had contact with him in 25 years. And being a confidential informant, I feel like he was likely afraid of ruffling any feathers of questioning authority in any way. I could see the frantic panic on his face after he had the success and all the ammunition he needed. He didn't want to argue that. So how are we going with central bank digital currency? How are we going to make a physical presentation, a tender of currency? You're not going to have to just change the definition of money or add to the definition of money to be Fed now as digital money, the digital currency, but change the definition of tender to something like, I can go in and I offer my digital currency, or I offer whatever form of money that you choose to offer to tender. And, if they're not going to accept digital currency, well, how can you physically offer that? You need to change the definition of tender to include that as well, to say, well, I offered it verbally. And as in my case, it would probably help to have a hidden camera, although I didn't need that. And on my last hearing, I was surprised that here are all these suits and dresses coming in to testify, presumably against me, but I was pleasantly surprised when they testified for me. And the state attorney should have let me know, certainly, that he had subpoenaed these folks or that they were making an appearance. And I finally had the judge rule in my favor in that case. He said, I'm going to rule that your obligation is, and he stuttered and he stammered, and I had to add discharged. So that was the first word in that entire hearing of mine was discharged. And I think it was because he was enticing me to motion the court to discharge. I mean, I had already just filed a notice of discharge and notified the clerk of the court each time, both of the times they had discharged my obligation. So my first word was discharge, and the judge agreed, yes, discharged. And my last words were thank you. And that was the end of that hearing. And now before we take calls, Sam, if we could just play clip number two. This is Fauci versus Fauci. If you have that ready, please roll that clip.
Effective to the topic today is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research that might be anticipated to create transfer or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. I don't think this is going to be foolproof. Things are going to slip through.
If it may have been a lab, may have been nature, we're supposed to look forward, then why did Dr. Fauci work so hard for just one of those theories?
I have to laugh at that, Neil. I mean, that's totally bizarre. First of all, I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
As you know, there's a sort of urban legend that there's a biological warfare center in Wuhan and that the coronavirus escaped from that. Did you have any sense of where it probably came from?
I think ultimately we know that these things come from an animal reservoir. I've heard these conspiracy theories, and like all conspiracy theories, Newt, they're just conspiracy theories.
I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Should you be wearing two masks or one mask? I often myself wear two masks. Can we make a general recommendation that doesn't have scientific basis yet? No.
Please wear a mask.
The chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
When you're in a congregate indoor setting, wear a mask. First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I went with Dr. Birx into the president and said, 15 days are not enough. We need to go 30 days. Obviously, there were people who had a problem with that because of the potential secondary effects. Nonetheless, at that time, the president went with the health recommendations, and we extended it another 30 days.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
Well, the latter part of what you just said is untrue. You don't get worse results from vaccinating.
She really has the flu. She definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
The optimal degree of protection when you get infection is to get vaccinated after infection.
Because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
The optimal degree of protection when you get infection is to get vaccinated after infection.
She really has the flu. She definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
So if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are.
Is this country ready for another pandemic? And are we still in the one we have not, that we've been talking about?
Well, we certainly are still in it.
The safety of these vaccines have been clearly established. The long-term effects that the people are apparently concerned about really have, I'm sure there is a very, 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 very rare exception, but the long-term effects are really essentially non-existent.
Do we have any data about, you know, vaccines and the back end of that or the negative side of that? There's been a number of studies. New York Times just did one about menstruating cycles and how that is affected by vaccines.
Yeah, though, well, the menstrual thing is something that seems to be quite transient and temporary. That's the point. That's one of the points. We need to study it more. We need to study it. Because the other side that just keeps putting out misinformation and disinformation seems to be tireless in that effort.
An article in the San Francisco Examiner, I think, a Sunday magazine section, which was just phenomenal. I still have a picture of it. It says, I call you murderer. An open letter to an incompetent idiot, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of NIAID.
You heard it from Fauci himself. Well, maybe he wears two masks because he has two faces. No. I've just, before I get your calls here in a moment, I just want to comment lastly on digital currency. One other point I forgot to make is that, Bitcoin, that's 21 million is the limit. What would FedNow's or any other central bank digital currency limit be? I'm not sure if they've ever disclosed that, but, if you have a limited supply of currency and credit, then that limits productivity because, you'll start having deflation if you don't have enough currency and credit to keep up with productivity. And that's, of course, what the Fed wants is inflationary, deflationary periods to burst bubbles in various markets like real estate or technology. They prop up by loaning, they prop up certain industries by loaning undue amounts or investments that are not wise, and they burst the bubbles and bail out the banks. So they're bankster gangsters, too big to fail, too big to jail. Well, how would you like to just, one day hear remarks, the likes of, say, Anthony Fauci or a Federal Reserve chairwoman or chairman on the media, and say, oh, that's just gossip. That's just, it doesn't affect me. I'm not worried about that. Well, just imagine if you could have it that way, where you're listening one day to, say, even Klaus Schwab, and they spell out their dastardly plans. Well, you're already on other equitable commerce media like community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, and swap shops. Make them irrelevant. Make your life more relevant to those with whom you do business. Build relationships with those who you may not agree by doing business, and then you can ally with them in common cause on those issues on which you do agree, and start making changes where the rubber meets the road in the community, city councils, county commissions, state legislatures, school boards. And before we get into any other clips, I'd like to see if we have the time to get into the electroculture clip number 4 if we have time. But first, we'll take calls. First, we have on the lines Mike in Kentucky. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Am I on now?
You are.
Okay. I never heard the burst of static, but you know, when you get pushed, put on the air. So
maybe it's the new
audio. Early on in the show, you had mentioned taking calls, and I missed. I have like a minute and a half to 2 minute delay, so I didn't know you were going to play so many clips. But you've mentioned several times the issue of currency and money and lawful money and that sort of stuff. I had read that somewhere that the courts had found that the government never defined lawful money, and I'm like, that's just absurd. Maybe the courts didn't, but the banks certainly did. If you go back to 1913 and look at the Hamilton hemp note, or actually Jackson was on the 10, the hemp note had this huge paragraph on the back of it that gave the terms for the, it was basically a bearer bond and could be exchanged in gold. But the catch was that you had to go to the Treasury window to do that, to an actual Treasury department. The banks out in the country had the option, if they were Federal Reserve banks, of exchanging it for, quote, lawful money, which could be silver. So instead of a $10 gold piece, they could say, well, we don't have any gold. And so over the course of 20 years, they collected up all, they could collect as many of those, trunk fulls or briefcase fulls of those gold notes and take them to Washington, D.C. and hoard all the gold so that they sequestered it and drove up the price. Just like anything, when you make it more rare, you're going to inflate the price of it. When stuff is plentiful, it goes down in price. So, at this point, they've robbed us of all of our, they've eaten out our substance. So your silver's turned to dross, just like the Bible talks about. So what we need to do, I think, is local script, local promotional script, as in my idea was for Cave Run Area Voucher Exchange. What do you crave? If you market this stuff and do it at least initially as a a facilitator or promoter of local businesses to try to keep and sequester stuff locally, which is, you know, well, I hear some music there.
All right.
You can
read
more about it on Facebook, Cavern Area Voucher Exchange.
All right. Let's finish up briefly when we get back here. We'll be right back here, Liberation Station Radio Show, and try to take two more calls as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We're back now. Mike in Kentucky, would you like to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, the music's really loud on my ear. I noticed that earlier.
Sorry, we're trying to deafen folks.
Yeah, I know. Dealing with the new mixer board and everybody's got a learning curve. I've been there, done that.
It's a complicated, expensive piece of equipment. I hope folks donate to RBN, especially because of
right.
that.
No kidding. I mean, it'd be great if you could barter with somebody for something, you know, an advertisement for a new mixer board, you know, with some audio company, but or guitar shop or anything. But and that's what I'm talking about is if we're going to have privacy in our transactions, and the government, I think, hates barter. I'm sure you're old enough to watch the TV show MASH. There's numerous episodes over that 5 or 6 seasons it was on the air where they're in, you know, in the war zone, and they try to do a barter situation where radar wants a trip to Tokyo or something, or Klinger wants a weekend pass to go buy dresses in Tokyo, and Radar wants a date with a nurse or something. And so there's this whole chain of barter that happens, and one little stupidity can break the whole chain of barter. So with a local currency or script, you can stop that from happening, and you promote your local businesses. So again, Cavernary Voucher Exchange, we're about out of time. I'll let, if you can get to another caller, what do you crave? That's what I recommend we do. Thanks.
Yeah, good idea. The lights, the fire's lit under us now. Thanks for taking the initiative. And now let's get to Tom in Utah. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris. Kind of a link between my work and gassingamerica.com or 3 feet from death. Just realized I've had a couple of people contact me. If you go down to the symptoms that I identified in this environmental poisoning of the more humble families of America in the manufactured homes, the symptoms are exactly the overlay of what would be misdiagnosed as long COVID or persistent COVID. And of course, this applies more to the more humble people, which most of RBN people are. So I really encourage people to go back and review 3 feet from death, spell it out, or gassingamerica.com, and roll down to the symptoms, and you'll see that the symptoms are a perfect overlay and can be misdiagnosed as long COVID or COVID. And then, of course, you'll be encouraged to take the vaccine, which is just so much blowy and bullcrap. It makes me sad.
Right.
If we just simply live the gospel, COVID would be a non-issue. You know that?
I'm sorry.
We just simply live the counsel of John.
All right.
But anyway,
I want to let you know. I want to let you know, Tom, also that Jenny McCarthy, who you've been dealing with, helping out over the years, she was just on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree in a good long interview. So if you have a chance, check that out.
Yeah.
And we got to move on. Sorry, we don't have time for more conversation. Tom in Utah, good afternoon. Pardon me, Marcus in Idaho, good afternoon. What's on your mind? Or good morning to where you are. Is there Marcus in Idaho? Oh, we're out of time, folks. Well, next week we'll get into electroculture and using electricity to help boost plant growth and eliminate the need for pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And we're not just talking about spraying on freshly ionized alkaline water, which I've talked about. And we'll also get the Vicky Baker, if you want to help $50.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.